All right. We're heading out. Got the water going in the various places. I got did a little more work with the front door, so it'll feel a little bit better. It is so warm. I don't know how that's actually going to end up working out. We might end up just replacing that door altogether at some point. If we can. What else? And then I spent some time over with Brendan Bishop. Brendan's a wonderful soul. She's probably the A number one person. Anyway, how do you handle the autistic guy? My Rolodex, man. Oh, we play in the center of the world. You ready? Let's make it happen. Everybody, let me tell you, I forget names. Yes. Everybody thinks I'm a liberal and I'm not. Well, can I be honest? Do I have liberal leanings? Yeah, sorta. I'm pretty much a free agent. Yeah. Liberty is libertarian, mostly the liberty of Jay to go wherever he needs to go and to do whatever needs to be done. In the biggest way, it's all about just having fun. Just have fun doing it. Because if saving the world is a crime, to hell with the world. Now, if it's going to be hard work, that's one thing. Oh, my God. Man, I'm a guy that shoots for what needs to be done. Waking up new portions, waking up portions of my brain that I haven't exercised in a little while. There's the cooperative that the health council is 501c3, which is excellent. No more fights about who is in the situation. Ooh, what fights about that? Good. That was always a pain in the butt. That was an extra thing that you have to put into the mix to make things work. So, thank you. are. Am I a square-head person? I'm not. I'm much more homely. There's research on both sides, as far as I'm aware. Go and bring you some citations if you want. See how the programs actually work out. It's a great show. Oh, nothing more fun than program development. Oh my gosh, Becky. Woohoo! Yeah. Alright. Got all your stuff together? I would need some immersion important. Can you give me some immersion? Got it. I will always be a little skeptical. I will always be. But I'll do it. I'll go in, but I'll go in like a wolf looking around saying, well, where are they going to pull the thing? I'm a simple guy. I don't like complexity because I know that complexity is usually the death knell of almost anything. If you make anything more complicated, like say you're running a dinner, that I love a potluck because they're not complicated. If you come, you bring food and you share food and you can sit there and you can say all day long, well, I wanted to do it this way and we don't have enough salads and there's too many desserts. Oh my gosh. So, but the magic of it is it works and it gets the job done. Everybody's pretty happy. Because at the very least, they're bringing something that they want. If they can't find anything else that they want to try, that's it. So that's also how you learn trust, too. Where you have to take a deep breath before you step in. Because it burns the back of your throat. Okay. I know what you can do there. Let's see what we can do. Because we're dealing with people. We're dealing with people. And if you're helping them with something that they need help with, then they're okay. It's all about working together. But, you know, we're all kind of objectivists. Does that sound bad? Bring it in an ism? What's it going to do for me? And I'm sorry, the smartest people figure out the ways to get the most done with the least amount of effort being put into it. That's just the way you do it. That's the way everybody is. And if you can make it so it meets many needs, meets many requirements, these people over here, they want to be doing something with what they're doing. They really do. That collaborate with other counties for people's sakes. Do everything we can to make sure that all boats rise. And that means that if I'm making some socialist happy, well, you know what? Good for them and good for me. I don't mind socializing a few things. Families are socialistic. Oh, you know, always the way it is. All right, we do it. Oh my gosh, a male home economist. I said, what are you talking about? Are you kidding? Of course we're going to do this. It's going to be great. We're going to have so much fun. We're going to have problems keeping our fluids in. Oh my goodness. Look at me, I'm already foaming at the mouth. Wow! Let's go! Most of the time, it just needs an active mover, somebody that's just goosing it. Just keep goosing it, and things will start coming together. That's three-quarters of any program. That's three-quarters of any project. That's three-quarters of any grant is just keep goosing it. Do what you can do. Make what you can make happen, happen. It's that simple. Are there failures? Oh, yeah. There are failures. It says, but let me tell you, complexity never makes something work better. Complexity makes something more difficult, harder to maintain, more difficult to keep going. You just don't do it. You want to do other things? Oh, no. Personal feelings are absolutely in another realm. We do research-based. So, but you know what? If I smell an ideology getting sucked in here, I'll pop you a new one. So if it's all about pushing some kind of political agenda, you're going to lose me fast. I don't like the political agenda. Man, I am about families. Families first and foremost, number one. Oh my gosh. If your school isn't servicing the needs of families, we got to do something about that school. And that's it. There's local control for a reason. If local control is, if you're having a problem with local control, I'll help you solve it. There will be local control. I'm not here to bring the dictums of Las Cruces or of Santa Fe or of Washington into Tucumcari or Logan or Naravaisa or Forest or House, or let's go shake hands for a couple of seconds with every single person living in McAllister. Okay? We're not going to do it. It's about these people. That's what the service is. That's what we do. That's what we're... That's at the very root of what's happening. Now, sometimes it's a choice compromise. If I'm trying to get some money from a federal program, I'm going to have to do a couple of things a federal program wants done. But at its very heart, it's going to be servicing our need, county need. It's just that simple. So anyway, I went and I talked to Brenda, and, you know, you forget about what people do. You forget about what goes on and what's required to make things happen. And, you know, and I was getting a little nervous and saying, oh, my gosh, should I really be doing this? And, of course, she was doing what Brenda always does, because Brenda's really good at that. She's always helpful, and she's always giving you really good advice, really good information. Actually, it's not really advice. Brenda really does do lots of advice. But what she gives you is lots of good information. She's very experienced. So you're kind of a fool not to listen to what she says and take it strongly. Anyway, so And then toward the end, she said, "You know what? I always grade myself low." And she reminds me of this. She goes, "You'll do better than you're thinking." And they're going, because if there's one thing is that people in Tucumcari know me. They know me quite a bit. They've been around me a lot, been around my family a lot. They know my family. They know me. And I tell you, at the end, Brent said, "You can do this. You can do this job." And it's like, you know what? That's high praise. That's high praise coming from Brenda. She's a good sort. She's a good aunt. And that makes me feel good. Anyway, the funny thing is I'm coming at it kind of late. You know, how long will I be doing this? And you go, you know, I don't know. They might want somebody younger. They might want somebody more experienced. In a variety of things. Anyway, I'm a troubleshooter. That's what I do. If something needs doing, I go out and find a way to do it. I go find the program and I start putting it out there. And we see what happens. So, yeah. It's all about what the research says. This is a research institution. That's what we do. We do research. And our programs are research-based, and that's all there is to it. You know, there's personal, your personal preferences for how one thing should go or another thing should go. And so those are all very, very secular. I'm a research monk. I'll go and look up stuff. I'll research things for things. The problem is I really haven't had any research. I try to pull people into saying, "Hey, let's try this. Let's do this." And you go, I would rather have 5 research projects going on at the same time than having to maintain one. Can I be honest? Oh my gosh. So, does this thing have the automatic? It does. Is it on? How can I tell? It's got that auto thing. I wonder if that works. Hookah, 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 hookah. More than a feeling. Kids are interesting. Flighty, flighty. But I'm flighty too. Man, if anybody is just a big old kid, it's me. We go out and we do some great stuff. So we do 4-H. It's great. I'm not singing that song. Okay. Yeah. Man in the attic, oh, I wanna get him married. Some girl would take him, but boy golly, am I ready. Not at all. I'm ready. Oh dear me. How could it be if I die old maid in the garret? Oh, I'm glad to be alive, and it really is quite pleasant. Well, a lot of fun in doing wicked and sinning. Hey, man, we got to go out and get a party, because we're gonna have some food. That always makes it better. Oh, dear. How would it be if I die an old maid in the garret? This song is talking about girls and such. Buddy who lives in Iowa. About the whole thing. I feel a little down, but it's like, you know what? Let's just dive into it. I'm always doing garbage anyway, and I'm always kind of wondering, well, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? I'm going to do this, going to do that. So, you know what? Let's just do it. I will be the strong arm behind all the evil intentions of this council. She's leaving for county fair. And I told her to. Because I'm an idiot. But we're going to make this crap happen, man. It's going to happen. It's going to happen big time. Are you ready? Are you ready? Bump. Are you ready? I will do a quarter of the work. So if you guys are willing to do the other three quarters, gonna struggle a bit. We'll struggle a bit. May not do it next time. If it's just the Devereaux show, I don't know. So, all right. Behold, the egg is pretty amazing. One of the most strongest things in the world. We used to do things like drop them from greatness from on top of the bleachers at Wildcat Stadium in Clovis. Ah! And if you designed it right, it would have enough. It was mostly about bounce. You didn't want a cushion. You wanted it to have a. You almost wanted to put it in a big old box, hung from like elastic. Not too elastic. You still wanted to let it kind of go like this. You didn't want it to hit, because if it hit, it's the same difference. You might as well set it down straight away. But you want to give it a little elasticity so it'll go. Got it? Got it? Oh my gosh, go for it. Look at this woman! Excellent! Oh my gosh! Yeah! I'm a little bit evil. Yeah, but you're for a good cause. Devious? Sure. Go ahead. Go ahead. There's John, right? Oh my gosh, Becky! You need job hunting skills? Oh, Nelly! I got it in mind for you. What? Well, college. Okay. No, it often goes like that. Yeah. Gotta be careful about it. It's hard when you're on kid. See, I don't understand. At the same time that we're trying to make it so that people can do whatever they want, there's not some kind of weird gender stereotype. How come now we're getting all weird about being transgender? Because it's the whole thing to say, okay, you're a girl, but that's not restrictive. Okay, and a boy's not either. Look at me, I'm a home economist for Pete's sakes. The woman's world, child development, woman's world. What on earth am I doing here? They might get a little resentful. I don't know. Oh, we had a kid had a great time, you know? We did all kinds of awesome stuff. Remember the guy, we were overclocking old IBM PCs. All this dates me horribly. Anyway, but one of the kids got a freezer that their parents didn't need anymore, and we put the computer in there and did speed tests on it. I don't know if the speed tests are a thing. It was just fun hooking this whole thing up and rigging it up. How are we going to handle the various problems that are going to come with it? Mostly it was going to be a problem of, man, we got to make sure there's no ice in there. There's nothing ice out. Because that's going to screw everything up. Screw up all the electronics. You got to know something about electronics. This water does a number to them really bad. called short circuit. So you don't want to do that. You don't have to. It's a man come for, man come sailor, man come sailor. Man all. Oh, dear me! How would it be if I died an old maid in the garret? Well, it's my theory. I'm doing an experiment. Now, I'm kind of weird when it comes to paleo. I'm a little, I've got some religious problems with it, but that's not so important. You need to do some studies on it. There's been some studies done. Paleo may not be as bad as we all thought. High fat, low carb diet. Oh my gosh. HF. Is that how it is? Low carb? No carb. Sometimes they say it's no carb. What they normally have you do is all of a sudden you go into ketosis. And it's like, and what that is, you stop burning, you start burning sugars, and you start burning ketones. Start using ketones. That this is what the energy comes from. She died. Nobody can figure out exactly why she died. Now, this was a diet that was given to her by Johnny Faye. Dr. Johnny Faye. Good guy. Research. Right. He was big on the Atkins diet. The Atkins diet worked? Yeah. It really takes care of, it's not saying, okay, I'm going to manage my hunger. Oh my gosh, I'm going to learn how to put my mind through the pain of starvation. You don't have that. Because you're using a lot of fat. Fat's very satisfying. That's very fulfilling. It turns off a little switch inside of you that says, dude, you're full. And you go, dang, I feel full. I don't need to eat. Now, the problem is if you do that too much, you could also be losing nutrients. Okay. And so I'm a big person that says, you know, be very careful. Number one, don't go out and do this 2%, 1% skim milk with your kids. Don't do it. They eat whole fat milk. Guy, if we could put more fat in it, that'd be great. I'm not telling you what to do. Don't put lard in your milk. Just trust me. Because will your kid be happier? Yes. Will they be smarter? Yes. More often than not, ADHD is coming, turning out to be kind of a, it's kind of a blanket thing for a lot of stuff. School's got upset, they came up with ADHD. Can't really concentrate on what you're doing. So you need to have your kids eating full fat foods. There's some nutrients that are fat soluble. They come in through the fat. And if you don't have enough fat, you are not going to be getting those nutrients. So that's what you want to do. Cut down your screen time. Don't spend so much time on that darn screen. Whichever screen that is. TV screen, stuff like that. Slows you down. Yeah, sit, yeah, kind of passive while you're looking at it. YouTube, Facebook video, whatever. I can start winning a war. Now the problem is, if you've already screwed up your development to begin with, you know, you're fighting against problems that you already have. Now we want you to be smarter, okay? That means that when you have kids, I want you to have children! Okay, the research came back. They did a lot of work. I was a part of some of the dissemination of that work. To say, how can we quit having teen pregnant if you're going? And they all said, well, we'll do this, and we'll do this, and we'll do this. It's all research-based. It's all fantastic. We'll put it all in the schools and do all this. And they did a wonderful job. That working group is now finished. It's over. Teen pregnancy is no longer really that big of a problem at all. But guess what? I'm not really sure that what we did had anything to do with it. I think it was boards, larger cultural shifts, larger social trends coming in that made it so that you guys don't want to have kids. It's always been my concern. Family's number one. If you're not having family, then why are you here? And that's probably as ideological as it is. Be informed. Make informed decisions. And do what you think is right based on the information you have available. About that. Let's do it. Yeah! Quiz time! You guys ready? Are you ready? Quiz time! Check to make sure you got something out of this. I can't do it. I'm here to make you feel better about yourself.
Think you're capable, Dina. Think of all that.
The first thing you should be saying is,
Andrew is a kid. How come he's the smartest guy in the room?
Because smart isn't the word hardly as much as you're thinking. Can I be honest with you? Not at all. Oh, dear me. How will it be if I died an old maid in the game? Okay, so yeah, Brenda made me feel better, and how do we get back into it? Oh, back in the fray. I don't kick me in the groin. It'll be over. It'll be over. Yeah? Oh. That's what keeps it bad. The mystical scene of the great warrior coming and destroying some horrible monster villain is terrorizing the town, and then they all throw a great feast, and you get fed. And, but then you're expected to leave. Go on, leave now. See, that doesn't make for a good lifestyle, man. Can I be honest? Yeah. Well, I'm not here to go against what your parents say. However, I did some research. Take a look at this. Take a look at the richest man in the world and see what their state is. Marry, kid. Marry, kid. Marry, kid. Marry, kid. I don't know, that seems cultural to me. Cultural to me. But why do girls want to be done? Guys are the most pissed off group in this society. Why would you want to be one of them? You're free. You're more than free. You're dominant. Oh my gosh. Why on earth would you ever pull back from that? The question would be, if there's going to be transgenders, why aren't more guys trying to become girls? Because let me tell you, just get out there and say, hey, don't touch me, and then they don't touch you. What's that? If I told some thug in the street, hey, dude, no, don't you touch me, guess what he's going to do? He's going to come over and he's going to touch me really good, probably with something sharp and painful. I don't want to do that. Oh, dear me. How would it be if I died an old maid in the garret? I'm not a father. Oh, no! Yeah. There it is. Hear me. How would it be if I died in a little place here? Okay. Well, I'm not recording it.
Yeah. Okay.